We are talking moose, elk, and bighorn sheep lottery preview this week. Casey Anderson, Wildlife Division Chief, will go over all the details in this week's program. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Casey, if you're interested in applying for the big three, the moose, elk, and bighorn sheep, when is the application deadline and how to apply?
So this year, the application deadline will be March 29th. And you know, all of our applications now are online, so you get onto our website and go into your profile, and then you'll click the species and the unit you want to try to apply for and take your chances.
And you can even apply with that new Game and Fish mobile app too, I believe.
Yeah, our new mobile app will allow it to, it just has a quick link and it'll pop you right into your profile and you can go that way.
Okay, Casey, let's go with each individual species here. Let's start with moose. How are moose licenses available this year compared to last year?
So yeah, last year, last winter, we had kind of a winter tick outbreak that we saw the effects when we flew our surveys this winter. And so our moose licenses are down quite a bit. You know, it's funny because moose have done really good on the prairies in North Dakota, but it still is, in general, a small population on the landscape. And so, you know, we were in a phase where we were actually trying to reduce moose numbers through hunting to some extent. We were just trying to kind of gradually push them into a little bit lower population. We felt we'd kind of reached a tolerance level in some of these areas and things like that. And so winter tick came along on top of that and really pushed us to lower numbers in some of those units. And so we dropped the moose licenses about 140, a little over 140 licenses this year. And so that, you know, that is in response to some of our efforts of pushing the population to a lower level, but then winter tick got kind of bad, took some moose out. And so then we just want to be conservative with that population because of the size of it. It's not a real big population to begin with. It's a unique opportunity. So we're sitting at a total of 257 licenses for this year.
And still two units that are closed for moose.
Yeah, the two units up in the northeast there that are kind of what 20 years ago we would have called our moose habitat. Of course, every time you deal with wildlife, they'll tell you what they want. But we had kind of a brainworm outbreak in those two units in the Pembina Gorge area and the Turtle Mountains area. And so moose just haven't been able to come back. I mean, we've had the seasons in those two units closed for 15 plus years. And we're just not seeing a population rebound in those areas. And so something is still putting, you know, reduced their numbers. Stuff doesn't seem to be moving back into there. They've found success on the open prairie, especially in the northwest, and so that's where those sit.
Casey, let's move into elk. How are elk licenses this year compared to last year?
So yeah, we had a small bump this year in elk licenses. We've got 603, which is about 40 more than we had last year. Elk out west are pretty stable. We kind of feel like we've hit a number of licenses for the number of elk to manage them within their habitat and landscape tolerances that are out there. We increased some licenses up in the northeast. We've got that population in the northeast that roams back and forth between the Canadian Manitoba side and the North Dakota side, and they don't get much hunting pressure on the Canadian side of the border. And so that population is growing, expanding out, and so we've increased licenses there. The opportunity is there. And so in general, you know, whenever we increase elk or moose licenses, it adds, you know, 15% of those go to landowners if they all apply to take up those licenses. And so that'll increase the total landowner licenses available. And also we increased about 15 any licenses in that pool. So we'll have a good opportunity to harvest elk if people are interested in it.
Casey, we still have an elk study going on as well. How's that going?
Yeah, so we've had an elk study where we've radio collared elk. I believe it's roughly in the 90 elk range that we've radio collared. And it's been going on for about 4 to 5 years now. Hopefully we'll wrap up in about a year, year and a half. And, you know, it was really to look at, and it was out west, so it was looking at what habitats these elk are using during their life cycle, during wintertime, during, you know, calving time, and then during the hunting season, you know, what's happening. And also it'll help us with, you know, harvest rates and things like that as people harvest these, how many elk in our herd actually get harvested, you know, on the landscape. And so these collars help us tell a lot of information, general overall movements, how far are they moving, you know, how those movements play into hunting seasons or other biological aspects that we need to look at.
Casey, let's talk unit E6. That's been around nearly a decade. Explain.
Yeah, so E6 is that unit that's down in Sioux County. It encompasses most of the Porcupine Hills area, we call it, a really unique kind of area. It's been going well. You know, the population was increasing there, and we've kind of started to stable out. Elk are doing a little different things too, of course, that we put some pressure on them. But it was it's within Standing Rock Indian Reservation, and so we work with Standing Rock, and we have an MOU with them that allows us, we go and we do the counts, aerial surveys, and kind of help with population management. And then there are lands down there that are what they call deeded lands that are owned, you know, by non-tribal members. And so that's where we come into play. Any of those lands fall under state authority as far as licenses and hunting. And so we really work with the tribe and set some elk numbers to be harvested. And then also in that MOU, if folks are drawn for that license and they get a hold of the Tribal Game and Fish Department, they can hunt on tribal lands with that state license.
Okay, let's move into bighorn sheep. You apply at the same time, but we don't have the number of licenses available until after the summer surveys, is that correct?
Yes, so our bighorn sheep population, you know, you apply for a moose and elk license, we know we're giving out X number of licenses at this point. With the bighorn sheep, because of pneumonia outbreaks and when they can occur, and that is another extremely small population on the landscape, and we're really interested in harvesting rams in that population, allowing our populations to kind of grow. But we've had some pneumonia outbreaks that have suppressed the populations in the past. The southern herd south of Theodore Roosevelt, south unit, south of the interstate, had a pneumonia outbreak in the 90s that really has kind of stopped them from being able to reproduce much, not very successful. But then you get into the northern Badlands. We had a pneumonia outbreak there in the 2000s. mid 2010, 11, and it took out quite a few sheep to begin with, but they've really responded well and started to recruit, you know, lambs back into the population, and so they've been doing really well, and so that's where the majority of our harvest is taking place, and so therefore we wait to see what our summer counts are to see if pneumonia springs up, has an effect on new lambs or things like that. And then in August and September, we'll choose the number of licenses to go out and then essentially have the drawing for this list of people and start making the best phone calls of the year to those few individuals that get a license.
Casey, if you're gonna apply for moose, elk, or bighorn sheep, it is a once in a lifetime license.
Yes, so our big three, we call them, once in a lifetime opportunity. Once you get drawn, you can't get drawn for that species again. And you know, there's the interesting thing is it's not that you'll get one once in your lifetime. It's if you get one, you can only have it once in your lifetime. And so with the number of applicants we have that are interested in those licenses, a good portion of those people may never get drawn. I mean, it's kind of a unique opportunity if you get drawn, and there's always hope. You know, it's a straight up lottery, so.
There are things you can do for moose and elk to better your odds though.
For sure, if you just wanna hunt a moose or an elk, you know, our antlerless licenses, essentially a cow license, are fairly easy to get in some of those units. Now, the trick is, like, especially for elk, an antlerless elk hunt is probably one of the hardest hunts we have in North Dakota. You know, a lot of people maybe apply thinking it's going to be like hunting an antlerless deer.
Right.
But that's not the case. Those antlerless elk are hard critters to find because they're usually in one bunch. You find one, you find them all.
Right.
Kind of thing. And so, yeah, it's not as easy as, you know, going out and shooting the antlerless deer. But it's an opportunity to hunt elk that's easy to draw in a lot of units if you want to take that chance.
A lot of great information, Casey. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.